Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I am your host, Paige Estritori. This wrap is being brought to you by Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. More details can be found at financialservicesonline.com.au. Today, we are going to summarize the most notable happenings in the Australian insurance market over the last week. Firstly, we take a look at an innovation offering fee protection for schools. On the 8th of October, 360 Underwriting Solutions launched a new product named 360 School Fee Protect. This ingenious scheme offers financial resilience to independent schools, safeguarding them against unpaid fees arising from circumstances such as job loss, accidental death, or disability. The product is backed by Lloyd's Syndicate 4444 and managed by Canopius Managing Agents, providing a sturdy financial safety net for educational establishments. This innovative product is a testament to 360's commitment to creative and strategic solutions to modern insurance challenges, allowing schools to concentrate on their core mission of educating students. In a different sector, we encountered an illuminating case spotlighting travel insurance complexities. Back on October 7th, a tourist managed to successfully claim $6,300 following the loss of his bag containing high-end items. Stolen by an opportunistic tuk-tuk driver during an overseas trip, the bag contained a laptop and Prada sunglasses, among others. The initial refusal by HDI Global Specialty to cover the loss based on a policy clause against unattended items was overruled by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, accusing HDI's interpretation as excessively strict. This episode underscores the value of clear terms and conditions in insurance policies and transparency for all stakeholders in the insurance industry. Lastly, turning our focus to the broker segment, transparency has become the buzzword of the week. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee has urged for the reinstatement of mandatory disclosures for small businesses, and the National Insurance Brokers Association is facing increasing demands to revise its 2022 code. This ongoing debate brings to the fore the need to balance broker interests with the preservation of trust among small businesses. So, in summary, we've seen remarkable advancements in educational financing with innovative insurance products, a call for increased clarity in policy terms and conditions, and an ongoing debate over the disclosure norms for insurance brokers. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. Join us again next week when we'll bring you more important news from the busy world of insurance. Until then, stay informed and stay insured.